to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
A 74-day election campaign. Can it get any longer?
Well, it could get longer if we go back to the olden days. Certainly, we've had campaigns that go on for over 100 years. But really, we...
100 days? Don't say 100 years.
100 days, sorry. Well, they might have felt like 100 years.
Yeah, they do.
But certainly before the Second World War, that was fairly common to have very long election campaigns.
Uh-huh.
But the trend over the last 30, 40 years has been really to reduce them to the minimal time, which is about 4 to 5 weeks. So that gives ample opportunity for the candidates to present themselves and obviously for the voters to make up their minds as well.
Okay, define what a double dissolution election is and what it means for the Senate in particular.
Right, a double dissolution election is different to a normal election. At a normal election, you have 6 senators from each state up for election. But at a double dissolution election, all 12 senators from each state are up for election. So the big impact of that decision is that it makes it easier for independents and other minor parties to win a Senate seat, because the vote needed to get in at a double dissolution election is halved. So it's much harder at a general election. This is an excellent opportunity for new minor parties to have a chance at winning Senate representation.
All right. At this present point in time, how far are the coalition ahead in terms of seats?
The coalition in 150-seat lower house has 91 seats, and the Labor and opposition has 59. So the coalition has a healthy majority. But the problem for them, of course, is that recent opinion polls has shown a slide in their popularity.
Yeah.
And if that continues on, then Labor is in with a really good chance of picking up the required seats to get that 76-seat majority and actually form government. So this is a very, very close election. But I've had a look at the numbers, and the primary vote for the coalition is still very strong. So I think the coalition is still in the box seat at the moment.
But there's also a definite likelihood of a hung parliament. Would you agree?
It'd be quite hard to predict, but certainly that's on the cards when you've got results that are showing as they are at the moment, which is almost 50-50 of the two parties. So it is a possibility, yes.
So with 74 days ahead of them, what can we expect out of both sides?
Well, I think we're going to be treated to a fairly classic campaign. We're going to have the candidates, the MPs, the leaders go to all sorts of places. And, of course, the focus will be on those marginal seats, which are crucial in deciding who governs. So expect them at the shopping centres, kissing babies, wearing hard hats, rolling up their sleeves and doing all the sorts of things that we now expect of modern leaders and candidates. But ultimately, this is going to be an election that's going to be fought on bread and butter issues, I suspect: taxation, the economy, jobs, growth and employment. And in both, in all of those areas, the coalition has at times struggled to put forward its vision, and Labor, of course, isn't traditionally seen to be as strong a manager of the economy. So it really is a very, very fascinating battle that we're about to see.
Okay, a simple but insightful guide for us. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure to be with you.
Dr. Zare Gazarian, politics lecturer at Monash University.